The USDA's February WASDE reports for crop supply and demand have been released, and to talk more about those numbers and the markets is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, let's give a brief overview of what WASDE revealed.
Well, I think the overview is best seen in the ending stocks figures. Overall, the report was bullish for corn, at least that's what they reported. Neutral to bearish for wheat and soybeans. But you look at the corn numbers, they lowered the ending stocks from 745 million bushels down to 675 million, five-year average being about 1.6 billion bushels. So you can see corn stocks are tight. Soybeans, they left it at 140 million bushels, the five-year average at 240. So you got soybeans significantly tight, but no change in this month's estimates. Wheat, 818 million bushels, the five-year average at 590 million. So you got above average wheat stocks, both U.S. and the world. Last year, they were 976 million. So I think they were right that the report was bullish corn, bearish for soybeans and wheat, or at least neutral, but all of their prices went up.
And how did the markets then react to those numbers?
Going higher, you know, corn up 24 cents on the day of the report, soybeans up 17 cents, wheat prices up 16 cents. And what we have is the corn market supporting the soybean and wheat markets.
And let's take a look at some of the market factors that are supporting these wheat prices.
Well, of course, there's the acre bidding war. Corn went up, wheat went up. You've got the cold, dry conditions in the hard red winter wheat areas. Luckily, when we had this cold spell this week, you had snow cover on most of the wheat areas to protect some of that. We have massive snowpack in Canada. They're concerned when that melts that it's just going to be too wet to plant the spring wheat and the summer crops in Canada. You've got production problems in China, the former Soviet Union countries that's going to lower production this year of wheat. And you've got panic buying in Egypt and other Middle Eastern countries.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of that panic buying and kind of how that plays into everything.
Well, you know, the big news has been the riots in Egypt, but you've also had riots in Tanzania and in other countries. And the underlying force behind these riots is a food shortage or a potential food shortage. And so you have the Middle Eastern countries and Egypt buying wheat ahead. There's concern about the 11 crops in China and some of the other countries, including the United States. The people are concerned about eating, they're concerned about food, so there's riots. Now, and we also talked about in the last week or so, the transportation in the Mediterranean areas. If we get instability in those areas, then it's going to be harder to and more dangerous to transport products into and out of those countries.
And finally, what do you expect wheat prices to do now?
Well, I think we're going to have this acre bidding war as we get into March, maybe even April, but more March, once we get the crops planted, the corn and the soybeans, and I think we'll lose that. We'll have stability in the Middle East. I look for prices to maybe move a little higher, but I think they can fall off a dollar to a dollar and a half between now and harvest.
Okay. Keep us updated. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. Thank you.